Very good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian, nutritionist Amber Boyens from Immune Nutrition and Madison Healthcare Services. How are you doing, Amber?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good to have you back on the radio again.
Great to be back, as always.
Got a great subject today.
Sure.
Nuts.
That's right.
Nuts to you. What if nuts are always, you know, I like cashews, peanuts, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, and apparently, hopefully you're going to tell me that nuts are good for you.
I think I am.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. Well, let's have it.
Well, and this is one that, you know, it's come up a few times in my office that people have heard or are concerned that nuts are really high in calories, or are nuts really that good for you? Or I saw an article online that says I shouldn't have peanuts because they contain a couple of compounds that are sometimes classified as anti-nutrients. So there's kind of some negative attention that's out there with regards to nuts, and I thought we could maybe dissect that a little bit and see what's true and what's maybe not so true. So it is true that nuts are fairly dense in calories. So in a pretty small portion, we have more calories than we would if we were having berries or something like that. But they also provide us things like unsaturated fat, protein, loads of vitamins and minerals, potassium, magnesium, sterols, phenols, polyphenols, all sorts of different things that are great for our health. We have research upon research to show us that these different components are beneficial for us. And now as we look at the research, so all of the studies that I'm going off of today and that we're talking about are what are called meta-analyses. So systemic reviews and meta-analyses. And what that means is that they looked at all of these different studies and then compiled the evidence and used kind of that big picture. So these aren't little individual studies that show things here and there, but this is what the big base of the evidence is showing us right now. So first of all, one of the things that I think it's good for us to clear up from the start, just so there's no confusion, are peanuts actually nuts?
I know cashews aren't actually nuts. Did you know that?
Well, they grow. How they grow is fascinating.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen a cashew grow.
I didn't know until I looked it up recently.
Look it up.
Kind of interesting.
It is, because they hang off the bottom of a little fruit, right?
Right.
Yes.
And I guess some people eat the fruits for used for something, too. So it's kind of a multi-purpose.
And I have not done that before.
Yeah.
I probably won't, but I encourage anybody who has done that to give us a call. I'd be very interested. And botanically, some of these are not nuts. Peanuts are not nuts. Peanuts are legumes, so they fit into the same category as beans and lentils and things like that. But nutritionally, they're very comparable to tree nuts, and typically in the research, they all get lumped together. So as we discuss this today and we talk about nuts, we are lumping peanuts in, cashews, all of them, all the things that you would traditionally think of in that nut category are getting lumped in here. So what's so special about nuts? Well, one of the things that I like to point out to people is that nuts are one of the handful of foods that we eat that contain protein, fat, and fiber. And fiber's, you know, the type of carbohydrate that we want to have in greatest quantity in our diet. So when we think about having protein, fat, and fiber, it's a really nutritionally complete food in just one item. And we don't see that in a lot of our foods, especially not in the balanced way that we see it in nuts. And that fat that they contain, that's the reason that the calories jump up so quickly. But the type of fat that they contain is typically our unsaturated fat, which is the fat we usually associate with better health. So the important thing to think about when we're thinking about, you know, what those nuts contain is that foods don't behave like isolated nutritional supplements that we might take. We eat food matrices. We eat combinations of nutrients packed together, and that behaves differently than anything individually. So some of the benefits that we see in the research, cholesterol is a big one. There's a few different systematic reviews and meta-analyses that look at almond consumption, walnut consumption, nut consumption as a whole that show intake of these foods can reduce LDL cholesterol, that's our bad cholesterol, total cholesterol, and non-HDL cholesterol. So the total cholesterol that's not that HDL or that good cholesterol. And some of it is because we replace saturated fat in our diet sometimes with these unsaturated fats. So if we're taking out something that is a richer source of saturated fat, like bacon, for example, and we're replacing it with something that is lower in saturated fat, higher in unsaturated fat, like nuts, that can help improve our cholesterol. And in addition to just improving our cholesterol, it can actually help our blood vessels function better. So we won't get into the details of all of the different measures we can do in blood vessel function, but one of the things that gets measured is if how well our blood vessels are able to relax and have blood flow through them. And nut consumption has been associated with better blood flow. So not a bad thing, right? Lower cholesterol, better blood flow. When in a lot of the research, when we talk about those different measures of how healthy our blood vessels are, some of them don't seem to change at all with nut consumption, but it is very, very rare in nutrition research that we can say, this food is going to improve everything in your life, right? One food isn't going to do that. That's why we talk so much about
variety. I thought it was just cashews. I thought cashews. That's why I eat a lot of them.
Cashews are great. Cashews are great.
It's the magical fruit.
That's sure. Yeah. We'll go with that. Yes. And so when we think about all these benefits they provide, and, you know, people will sometimes still say, but nuts have so many calories. They're not necessarily associated with any kind of weight gain. In fact, in a lot of our research and a lot of our big studies like this, we actually see that nuts, not only do they not cause weight gain, but they tend to be associated with lower body weight. Now, it depends on how we eat them. It depends on quantity, right? If we're eating an entire, you know, massive jar of cashews every day, sure, calories count at that point, right? But if we're not eating the Costco-sized container of nuts every day, the benefit that we're getting probably far outweighs any caloric intake that we see from them. And often we don't need as many because we have better satiety. We feel full from that protein, fat, and fiber. But we also don't necessarily absorb every calorie in a nut. So again, when we look at the number on a food label for how many calories it is, that's when we put that food into a bomb calorimeter, how much energy is needed to burst it into flames, essentially. That's what we're looking at, the energy contained in that food. That doesn't mean that that's how it's going to operate in our body. So a calorie on a food label does not always equate to a calorie absorbed in our body. And nuts are a great example of that. So when we think about the other benefits, they kind of go hand in hand with these. And metabolic health is really the other big thing that we see studied. And again, that's looking at the triglycerides. It's looking at our LDL or our bad cholesterol. It looks at body measurements, so waist circumference, blood pressure, fasting glucose. We see some improvement in all of this in some of our studies, but it's not like we can say eating nuts is going to prevent you from developing diabetes or anything like that. It's just that they appear to be a fantastic food to incorporate into an overall healthy, balanced diet. And that extra caloric intake that we get from them is not a reason for us to avoid them. So I say it all the time, it's not just about calories. Calories are not the most important part of our diet. And even if they did cause weight gain, a little bit of weight gain, weight loss does not always equal health gain, right? So when we look at
nuts. I've heard that before.
You have. I hope you've heard it before. You have not been listening. When we eat nuts, we're getting so much more than just the calories from them. Now, as a food allergy mom, I recognize that peanuts and tree nuts are a high allergenic food. There are lots of people who cannot have them, and there are scenarios where we need to be very, very cautious with them. Food allergies are very real. They're very scary for people who have them. So it is important for us to honor that in scenarios where we can't have nuts. But if you tolerate nuts, if you don't have a food allergy, bring in the nuts. They're great for you.
If you can't eat nuts, you can always have a handful of chickpeas.
There you go. Another legume, right?
Right. So I was just looking up here, and I can't find anything on the internet even that says, indicates that nuts are bad for you, other than the fact that, as you said, don't overdo it.
And the sodium can be high if we're getting the salted ones for people who have high blood pressure, kidney disease, things like that. You know, that part can become a problem if it's something you need to watch. But otherwise,
A serving is a handful.
A handful, not a canful.
Yeah, take the a handful out and put the rest away. That's where I have trouble. Like I said here, it's hard to stop once you start eating them. They're good.
It is. And you are a fan of cashews and peanuts. I can't remember what we had in our car one day, but it was some sort of a trail mix of peanuts. And one of my kids said, "It smells like grandpa in here." And I said, just trail mix.
That's good or bad. We'll leave that up to the jury.
That's right.
All right. Well, Amber, if anybody has any questions on nuts or anything else dealing with nutrition, chickpeas, whatever, how can they find you?
You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com or imunutrition on Facebook. Call up to the clinic here in Madison and schedule an appointment, or call over here to Q92 and you guys can find me.
All right. And we'll see you again for another Taco Tuesday next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.